The candidates go by many different names, actually. Some, like gubernatorial candidate Deborah Medina, proudly wear the Tea Party label. Others, like Joe Petronas, are happy to get the group's support, but he's more with the anti-incumbent crowd. He's hunting RINOs. That's Republicans in name only.
If you look back over the past 10 years, the Republicans had a great opportunity. We had the presidency, we had the Senate, we had Congress, yet we kind of blew it. I don't want those same people that were in office back from 2000 to 2008 to still be there whenever we take back the presidency.
His RINO, Congressman Michael McCaul. At this point, some of you might be pointing out that McCaul isn't exactly a liberal. I mean, he's no Olympia Snow. But Petronas says McCaul's voting record shows his mistakes.
But if you look back at 2005, if you look back at 2006, that's where he voted to increase the national debt. That's where he voted for unfunded mandates like Real ID, voted to put, just in June, to put more power with the Department of Education.
McCaul isn't alone. A handful of Republican incumbent congressmen and Governor Rick Perry have drawn a primary challenger inspired by or actively affiliated with Tea Party organizers.
I was Tea Party before Tea Party was cool. I've been working on these issues for nearly 20 years.
Gubernatorial candidate Deborah Medina says having a new, energized movement behind her longstanding political views is having a decided effect on her campaign.
You know, if we could put a value on the shoe leather and elbow grease that's being applied to this campaign through the very same activists that have been leading and attending the Tea Party all over the state, we would look very competitive.
Zachary Ricks is one of those grassroots activists. He's with the 912 Project, a group that focuses on recapturing the unity the country felt on the day after the 9/11 attacks. He's not happy with any elected official who strays from their constituency. But he's also not happy with people who, for years, haven't bothered to make their voices heard.
There's this whole primary system that people haven't been really that engaged in the past. And hey, if you get involved with that system, then we get more people earlier in the process, and we get to pick the fruit. We don't have to wait for the fruit to fall off the tree. We don't have to wait for somebody else to pick the fruit and bring it over to us.
Ricks believes there will be Tea Party RINO hunter candidates elected across the country. But if nothing else, the movement adds choices to the ballot, which could bring more people out to vote. And he thinks increased participation is a win, too. Reporting on the Texas governor's race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.